Welcome to our weekly podcast, Parking the Bus. I'm Palash. My friend, I have my friend Shivcharan with me.
Hey guys.
So that with that being said, let's present our Champions League prediction podcast.
All right.
So. It's pretty simple. We'll do all the quarterfinals prediction.
Okay.
Then, quick, we might do semifinals and finals. Who, according to you and me, will win?
Okay.
Okay. So, Real Madrid versus Liverpool FC.
Okay.
What is your take on this match?
This is actually a very, very interesting fixture. The fact that... the Champions League, actually, I always used to say, you know, the draw fixtures and all were fixed. But for the past 2-3 years, what they've been doing is actually surprising. And I never expected these kind of fixtures to happen only. Because, I mean, Real Madrid and Liverpool have played each other in the past. So, I thought it would be something else new, but they've actually not worried about it. They've put Salah versus Ramos, back on the screen. So, it is a very, very interesting fixture. Mm-hmm. A very tactical fixture, of course. After Ronaldo, Real Madrid have been a little out of form. Liverpool in the recent times have been out of form. But both of them have been very good in the Champions League. So, it is going to be a... What do you think about it?
For me, it's a tricky fixture. Because if you see for Liverpool... Liverpool hasn't been doing great in the Premier League, but and other cups, like domestic cups also. But when it comes to Champions League, they defeated RB Leipzig 4-0. And that too very comfortably. Like on the scoreline, it looks very comfortable. Although the second leg, RB Leipzig could have blown them away. Had not been a little bit of luck favored them. Everything little bit favored them and defending was comparatively better.
Yes.
But will this same thing happen against Real Madrid? I don't know. You also don't know.
Yes.
Also, on the plus point, first leg, that is at Real Madrid's home. I would like to point out one thing. Liverpool play Arsenal before that game.
Yeah.
So, and that too away at Emirates. So, Arsenal away before going to Real Madrid away. So, two away games, two big games. For Premier League also, now every game for Liverpool is like a final.
Yes.
You win. If they drop 3 points, then I don't think it will be as simple as that for them to come back and gain all those points and come to, like, they must be aiming top four right now.
Yes.
Which they can... They either have to win Champions League or do this. So, what my thing is, first game, I'm predicting Real Madrid to win in the first leg, but second leg. You know who Real Madrid plays before playing Liverpool again?
Who?
Barcelona.
Oh, so April 10th. Okay. Wow. Okay.
So, 7th April, Liverpool plays against Madrid. And 10th... Real Madrid plays against Barcelona and that too, that is in their home.
Yeah, but
then they have to, Barcelona is Barcelona and in-form Barcelona. That is in-form Barcelona.
Yes.
So, yeah, and that fixture can actually decide the fate of Real Madrid.
Yes.
And before that, Liverpool also plays Aston Villa. So, depending on those two fixtures, I don't think so. Liverpool will be that much tired. They can, if they lose against Arsenal, I don't think Klopp will go and out and aim for Premier League top four finish because it will be very difficult for them to do it. So he will just aim to just get win Champions League. And I'm saying that it's very easy to win it, although, but I don't think so it will happen. But yeah. Okay, so score predictions for this game.
Okay. So, do we do the aggregate or first leg first and then second leg?
We can do aggregate. And who will win first of all, according to you?
Okay, I feel that I think Liverpool are going through.
Liverpool are going through with an aggregate of.
I mean, I'm still having a dilemma if Liverpool are going through, but I think I'll stay. I'm going to stay positive on Liverpool's side. Liverpool going through on an aggregate of 4-3.
4-3.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, you go ahead and tell you about your predictions.
My thing, like, this fixture actually depends upon Arsenal.
Okay.
If they completely out, like, if Arteta completely outmasters Klopp, then Zidane will be watching that game. He'll know the weaknesses and all. Like, just before that game, if suppose in that game some big player gets injured for Liverpool, something happens. That can change the whole dynamic of this game. But yeah, I think so. Real Madrid will just edge through this game. Like, it's like all other fixtures aside and this fixture aside, this is the best perfect 50-50 fixture. Anyone can win. And why I'm telling Real Madrid will edge to through this game, because it's Zinedine Zidane and it's Real Madrid.
Yes.
You cannot underestimate them in Champions League. For me, they are one of the favorites currently to win it.
I feel there's also the small part of me which is like going towards the Real Madrid side, because I feel what Klopp has been doing for the past 3 seasons is that he concentrates on one thing. You know, not exactly one thing, but he gets one thing per season. So the previous season, he couldn't get the Premier League. He got the Champions League. And then the previous season, he couldn't get the Champions League. He got the Premier League.
Yeah.
So it's something with Klopp that he gets one of what he needs. So I think
this season he's not getting Premier League. First of all, let me make that clear.
Yes, yes, yes. And so that is exactly my point right now. I feel I'm going to change mine if it's possible. I think I'll change my prediction to Real Madrid going through, because I feel Klopp will like, you know, because with teams like Bayern Munich, PSG and all, I feel Klopp itself will understand his position in the Champions League, and I don't think they can go ahead and win in the Champions League. I'm not writing them off, but they have a very low probability. So I'm switching my prediction to Real Madrid winning the fixture with the same aggregate.
For me, it will be a more closer game than it looks to be. I'm going for a 3-3 draw.
All right.
The Real Madrid going through on away goals.
Okay.
One more point is because they don't have away fans. I'm not sure if away fans will be allowed till April 15.
No, I don't think it's a possibility. And the fact that
even next season they're saying that, yeah.
I'm not very sure Liverpool will even fly to Liverpool will fly to San Diego Bernabeu, because I think it will be again a common venue because of the COVID restrictions.
And that can actually hurt.
Yes. So anything can happen.
Yeah.
So yeah. So let's. I think both of us have agreed on Real Madrid going to. The semi-finals.
Now, next fixture is Porto FC Chelsea FC against FC Porto.
Yes.
What do you make out of this? Are you hopeful or optimistic of your Champions League run? I'm very optimistic because I think Chelsea can do it till finals, though, at least. Then
I
in
one
off match, if they win, you never know, actually.
I am always the slightly pessimistic fan. But if you actually look at it logically, Porto is not an easy team. Everyone keeps saying, you know, we drew the easier team. Maybe yes, maybe
it
not.
Is. No, no.
Yeah, okay.
No disrespect to Porto. But apart from Porto, had you been drawn against Bayern Munich, PSG, Man City,
yes,
your team would have been written off directly.
Compared to other teams, Yes, Porto is probably the easier fixture.
Against Porto, Chelsea will come out as favorites. Like when the players are walking down the pitch, we will say that Chelsea are the favorites to win this game.
Exactly, exactly. That is, but Porto have killed Juventus. And this bald guy, Pepe, my God, he is known, he just stops people like it's nothing. And we both, Chelsea and Porto, are very strong defensively. So, I think tactically, it will be an actually difficult game for Tuchel also. Yes, it's an easy fixture compared to everyone. But it is not a game which Porto should be written off directly, is all I'm saying.
No, I'm not writing Porto off. I'm just saying.
But I think I'm going to be optimistic and make my prediction here. I'm telling Chelsea goes through aggregate of 2-1.
Okay. For me, this, I completely agree with you. Also, one thing I would like to add, that this game is going to be a completely boring game. Because
yes,
Chelsea likes to keep the ball.
Yes.
Porto doesn't like to keep the ball. So, we all know what is going to happen.
Yes.
Plus, on the flip side, Porto is comfortable defending in numbers and like the compact shape which they possess and all.
Yes.
That actually can hurt Chelsea. Like, but there, I feel like in against Juve, Chiesa hurt Porto. He scored 2 goals, right?
Yes, yes.
And Chelsea has Timo Werner. So, if Turbo Timo fires...
Yes.
I'm seriously telling you, if Turbo Timo fires, then only you're going through.
Yeah, I mean, I think the players also have to get their confidence back slowly. Ziyech, for the past 2-3 games, has out on top. So, I do not know. I'm going to leave it to whatever happens.
For my, like, I did not, I should predict the scoreline also. As you said, it will be 2-1. I'm going for a 3-2 victory for Chelsea. And that too, you... wait a sec. Can I just... what are your fixtures before Porto, West Brom and Crystal Palace? So, I don't think it is going to hurt you that much.
Maybe. I mean, it's not that... Like, I mean, we have the depth in our squad. So, unlike Liverpool, I feel even if we are injury struck, I feel our players can somehow manage. Because we have 3 strikers, wingers, and midfielders. We have everything, I think.
And in the title race, Porto are on second position with 10 points behind, where they are 10 points behind. So, I don't think so. They are catching those 10 points. So, they'll also rather focus on this game. And it will be a great game. I'm pretty sure it will be a great game. Boring game, I'll say. But what if this game surprises no one ever? Like, you can't predict the Champions League.
Exactly.
Actually. So, the third game, which for me is more one-sided game than Porto-Chelsea, is Man City against Dortmund.
So, for you also, Chelsea goes through an aggregate of how much?
Yeah. Chelsea clearly
and aggregate?
Is playing semi-finals.
3-2. Okay, all right.
First, I'm sure your home leg will be your, like, that if you play at your home, first of all. But if it happens, then your home leg will be your biggest plus in this game. Right?
Yeah.
Tie. So, yeah, the most one-sided game for us, that is Man City against Dortmund. What is your take?
Man City against Dortmund. I don't think this is a one-sided game. But yeah, tactically, totally one-sided game. Because Pep is going to definitely get out a masterclass. Haaland can score... How much? 2 goals maximum? I don't think he can score more than that against Man City defense.
Do not ride Haaland off.
See, all I'm saying is, when it comes to tactics, we all know who's the best manager in the world right now. World, not even the one league. World level, I think Pep Guardiola is one of the tactically sound managers. And the thing that even in their classier, the derby of Bayern Munich versus Dortmund, Dortmund scored two early goals, but they weren't able to keep the two lead goals and ended up losing 4-2 in the match. So that is where Dortmund lacks. Even Hansi Flick could tactically out. So I don't think this would be a very difficult task for Pep. I'm very sure we are going to see Haaland goals, early goals, leading goals.
One thing, you just said even Hansi Flick. Hansi Flick is a great manager. He just won a
Yes, but I'm just comparing Hansi Flick with Pep Guardiola. That's all. I'm not showing any disrespectfulness to him. I am sorry if it sounded like that. I'm just comparing him with, like, if you compare any manager with Pep Guardiola, it will become even that manager because we have Pep over them. So I meant like that. So I feel Man City are going through. Let me be a little luxurious on the goals with saying what 5-4. Yes, Man City.
The thing with this tie is Dortmund are class in counter attack. Man City are class in press. Okay. So this looks like a perfect match made in heaven. But the question is, do you think Max Hummels, a young kid called Jude Bellingham, or let's say that, Emre Can is currently playing as a center back. But yeah, these kind of players, do you actually think that these kind of players have that kind of talent to keep and hold off, let's say, Rodri? One of the best CDMs in the world currently. Let's say Gundogan, who scores every time. Midfielder who scores. De Bruyne, no need to say. Phil Foden, suddenly he came out and became the world's best youngster. Raheem Sterling.
One small thing I would like to add
here. Riyad Mahrez, Gabriel Jesus.
One small thing I would like to add here.
And that Spanish winger whom they got? Spanish winger they got. Ferran Torres and Sergio Aguero. I am still missing out on one or two. I'm pretty sure.
No, one small point is that even when Gladbach versus Man City happened, Man City came out with their fixtures and Man City did not play with a striker in that match. So Gladbach actually tweeted saying no strikers, Man City, and then after the match 2-0 clean sheet victory for Man City, and Man City replied saying, is John Stones not a striker for you? So that is how confident that they are, because you know they literally don't care about anything. John Stones is a name again you missed, I think, who revolutionizes defenses. And right now, it is really, really difficult to score against Man City. Really difficult to score against Man City.
And on the plus side, Dortmund are currently fighting for the UCL spot for next year.
Yes.
Which if they do not get, I'm pretty sure big names like Haaland and Sancho's and Bellingham's, these people will look out and just for one season, it can happen. I'm sure Dortmund can manage a top four finish, but they have to work
exactly. And the Man City, I don't think should even work hard right now for winning the Premier League, because like it's already written off.
They should not. For me, they should also not work hard to win this fixture. Just beat themselves. Seriously, don't need to change any tactics. Dortmund can only hurt you on counters, and I don't think so. Dortmund has that kind of. They have world-class attack, but they don't have world-class defense, Marco Reus and all. They might score one or two, but they can't go and score five or six goals, which Man City will completely exploit Dortmund's defense.
So, anything is possible.
And some people are saying this is Erling Haaland's audition for Man City.
Yes, a possible truth fact also, because the fact that Aguero is also out of form.
But I don't get it. Like, why will if Man City does not win Champions
Okay.
League this time, I don't care if they come to finals or semi-finals or even lose in
Okay.
penalties in finals. If they can't win it this time, then why will a guy like Erling Haaland should, like, why should he
I
dominate?
mean,
There are
I
same
feel
as.
Man City somehow loses out somewhere on the luck side or maybe that. And Erling Haaland can probably give you that extra goal advantage. And also the fact that you get to almost win the Premier League, okay? You probably don't win it by a point or you win it. That is who Man City are right now. So, getting a Premier League title is not a very easy task.
Man City can help. Man City can even help. Like, I heard the rumor that they are going for Danny Ings.
Yes, Man City are totally capable of going to.
But Man City can make. No, Man City are like so good that they can have Danny Ings and bench him for the rest of the season and still win every game by 3 or 4 goals.
Yes, but I think we all know what Pep cares about more than the team which is playing in the field. He cares about the bench. He cares about the people who can make the change. And last season, same time, everyone was thinking Foden is going to be sold. Man City told Foden is really, really important for us and we will never sell him. And look at who Foden is right now. Banging goals for Man City. And Aguero is also slowly getting out of form.
Yeah,
Gabriel Jesus is the only striker left. With Foden also who can play there. I'm not going to tell anything about Man City squad at all. Because they are a squad who are capable of luring Haaland towards them with a legendary manager like Pep Guardiola.
And people say that this like for me, this is the best Man City
yes,
in
totally.
Past 5 years. Even better than 100-point season Man City, because that Man City did not have that kind of defense which they have
yes.
right now.
And that
we all can be. Yeah, we all are praising Man City a lot right now. We all, if Dortmund win, sit in two legs. Actually, the problem with these kind of fixtures is two
and
legs are there. In one
exactly,
game,
and
win.
Man City in the Champions League, you never know, okay? You never know at all. Because I'm just saying, okay, there's a very, very small possibility of, you know, Dortmund probably scoring two goals, sitting back, or not sitting back, defending decently well. Because you never, Man U beat Man City 2-0. 2-0. Very recently. So, it is not a fixture to be written off either.
Yeah.
But according to me, Man City are very, very, very clear favourites. Is all I'm saying.
Yeah.
You haven't told your, you know, aggregate
so,
yet.
I'm going for a 5-2.
Okay, 5-2. All right.
Man City. It will be clear cut Man City. 5-2 and that took two goals because early
understood.
Hard.
Understood.
Otherwise, let's see what happens
yeah.
in that future. So, the third, I mean, fourth and the last game of this tie, Bayern Munich against
yes,
PSG.
This is the exact fixture which made me believe about Champions League fixtures because who would have thought last year's finals Finals is this year's quarterfinals.
Finalists is there. Is this year quarterfinalists? One
yes,
team is going
exactly,
to go.
Exactly. So,
where do we start?
Totally right sentence to be used here. So, I mean, wow. Okay, I'm going to start with Bayern Munich here. Bayern Munich are a really, really informed side. They are totally on form. And Man City, I mean, I'm sorry, Bayern Munich in the Champions League are a beast. A beast. They just actually walked past Lazio, I think. Like, literally walked past them. It was not even a match anyone even watched except Bayern Munich and Lazio fans because they were like, okay, why would we want to see Lazio getting punished or something? And that is who they are. That is how lethal they are. And the fact that they do not have Thiago Alcântara this year and they have Leroy Sané this year. And the speed never really is a problem for them. They have that much speed in them. And both teams are really fast. with players on both sides. Both teams are really fast. And Mbappe, I mean, coming to PSG, for me, actually, they are very, very clear favorites to even go to the finals this season. Because anything is possible. It's just that, do I think Pochettino is capable of that? Because it's Pochettino versus Hansi Flick again. And we all know what Pochettino did against Hansi Flick the last time it happened.
No, it wasn't this time, Hansi Flick. It wasn't Hansi Flick. It was some.
Oh, yeah? Manager. Okay, okay. My bad then. But
they sacked Pochettino Hansi Flick after that, with the manager before that, after that kind of performance.
Oh, okay. Pochettino has the gun power. The PSG are back on the title in League One, which is never a surprise in the beginning. But you never know. You know, Neymar is also back within the fixture, I think. Mbappe is fit and good. Icardi, Di Maria. You never know. I expected a very... last point here. I expected a very equal fixture in PSG versus Barcelona. I never expected a battling to be given 4-1 in the first leg and all. Never expected that to happen. So, anything is possible. You go ahead and tell me your views.
For me, this game, the one guy that is the difference between the last year's final again to this year's quarterfinals is Thiago Alcántara. He was man of the match in the finals. He completely dominated the midfield. He completely owned the midfield in that game.
Yes.
With his passing range, everything.
Mm.
Yes, they did not have Verratti in that game.
Yes.
Which they have now. Mm. They had a half-fit Mbappe. Yes. Which they have now.
Yes.
Coming to the managerial side, PSG's Pochettino. Pochettino's PSG. Against Barcelona first game, everyone thought that this is going to be that kind of tight fixture where one team will just edge through the other team. It did not happen. Why? Because Pochettino went all in the first leg.
Yes.
He did not care. He just went all in.
Mm.
And it paid off.
Yes.
But if he tries to go all in against Bayern Munich, Bayern Munich can do anything. Like the team Bayern Munich, they had a dip. Now they're picking up again, if you see.
Yes.
Like in Bundesliga, they are back on the top. Everything, like everything is falling for place in them, and
yes,
they have a opportunity to win six triple again.
Uh-huh.
And but I feel like PSG has a quite a better squad, like in terms of. Everything. I feel like if Neymar comes back soon, then PSG has an edge over Bayern Munich at this point of time. Yeah. I'm never writing off Bayern Munich again. Last year's Champions League tournament.
Minutes. So.
So score predictions.
I'll want to hear it from you this time, please. First.
I'm going for it is a very confusing kind of tie.
Mm.
I'm going for a 4-4 PSG going through.
Wow. Okay. All right. Something similar to mine. Yes. I'm actually going for 3-2 PSG going through.
And one more thing, Barcelona could have easily beaten PSG had Messi scored that penalty.
Yes.
And I'm using the word easily because I know if they would have scored 2 goals in the first half, it's all Barcelona's. Like, it's the Barcelona's game to lose because Messi will come out in more confident and confidence and everything.
Mm.
So, yeah. But yeah, it is what it is. So,
yeah.
Let's move forward.
Yes. So, PSG going through for both of us.
Semi-finals.
Wow. Yeah. How surprising. Yeah, how surprising. Okay.
We can't, like, both have written Bayern Munich.
No. So, let us, I think, we have to congratulate the teams which we have qualified. And I cannot believe both of us have actually come to the same prediction of telling that the Champions League winners to leave the
stage. The two semi-finals, Real Madrid against Chelsea FC.
Oh my god. So okay. I think this would be a pretty very, 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 very tactical fixture. And I feel, according to me, Real Madrid are winning this fixture, how much ever it is hurtful to say. Real Madrid are winning the fixture against us. And it's not the fact that, you know, only if Real Madrid comes, they win. Even with Liverpool, I would have probably said the same thing. But I think we've predicted Real Madrid, so let's go ahead with it. Real Madrid are winning the fixture because it is not about tactically outclassing each other. It's the thing that, you know, something
Real Madrid has in the Champions League.
Exactly. Yeah. So, Real Madrid in the Champions League is a little different than Real Madrid in the La Liga. And they, not surprisingly, they are the only Spanish team to have qualified to this level of the competition. So, I feel they have something in them which drives them, drives Zidane towards the Champions League. And it won't be another task for him to, you know, go to the finals. So I think Real Madrid are winning against us with a aggregate of let's say 3-2.
Okay, I'm not comfortable predicting the scoreline for these kind of fixtures because we don't know what happens.
All right, so let's
just predict the winners.
Okay,
I'm also going for Real Madrid because I think that Real Madrid Champions League love story is the only thing that is allowing me to get passed through here.
Yeah.
So, Chelsea, I'm sorry. PSG against Man City.
So you are going for Real Madrid too, I guess?
I am.
Okay. Next fixture.
PSG against Man City.
Oh my God. Okay. This time, I think I'm... Both teams, no doubt about them. But I think... I would have predicted them, these both as the finalists, if I had the chance to. I would have definitely qualified them from either side of the competition. But I guess two teams out of the three has to leave. So, I'm going for a PSG victory. Because I feel Pochettino has it in him to go to a Champions League final. And PSG needs redemption. So, they will play with their entire best, and PSG right now should be proven as a good team only with the Champions League trophy and not with their League One trophy. So I feel they'll be pushing themselves, you know, to their maximum with Mbappe and all. Man City is not a weak side. Man City, it's Pochettino against Pep in the semi-finals. Last time there was a Champions League fixture between them, one person came out successful, and I'm very sure with a stronger team, Pochettino can actually edge past Man City, even though however difficult Man City plays. So I think I'm going for PSG to qualify.
Wow.
Yes.
There are few sides where we have to look this match from. First of all, Neymar should be fit.
Yes.
I'm repeating that again and again. Neymar, Mbappe is PSG currently.
Yes, agreed.
I don't seriously think PSG can win, but if Pep Guardiola just sticks to what he's doing currently, I don't think there is passing Man City's defense right now. I'm predicting a Man City Real Madrid final.
Okay. And I think I'm going for a PSG Real Madrid final.
And finals, who's your winner in
My winner for the Champions League is PSG.
PSG, wow. Yes. I'm going for a Real Madrid.
Oh, wow. Okay, my God. We are polar opposites. My God.
because I feel like in one off match Man City can be broken down. But yeah, remember, Man City versus PSG, but yeah, Real Madrid will win because Pep Guardiola will overthink in this game. He won't overthink, he cannot overthink the last game, but last season also, if you remember, he overthank in that Real Madrid fixture. Although he
yes,
won
but
that
I think
game.
Last time Man City played Pep, I mean, Man City played Real Madrid, I think they were missing Sergio Ramos.
Yeah,
so
that is the sole factor that I'm predicting Real Madrid to win this time.
Wow. I mean, I am predicting PSG because, you know, this season in the Champions League for PSG sort of seems like a redemption to them. Like, you know, the drive they play in actually is really surprising, and they sacked their manager mid-season. I mean, they were doing really well. They were having a great run in the Champions League, and still they went and sacked out the manager because they felt something was not right. And Tuchel also had a fight with their PSG. Something happened. Inside stories not to be talked about us. But something good could happen. So I feel PSG is winning the Champions League.
Wow. Imagine if Real Madrid wins or PSG, let's say if PSG wins, it will be, I personally want PSG to win because of Pochettino, but on one side of me, it is also saying that then, you know what will happen? Money will take over football, proper money. Because people will then start to think that, okay, money can buy you happiness. Money is buying them trophies. And that, I don't want that to happen. That's why, like, Real Madrid, I'm not saying Real Madrid is not spending, but they are a club which is a club of Galacticos and all. I won't be surprised if Liverpool itself beats Real Madrid. But yeah, it is what it is.
According to me, whoever wins the other side of the fixture, you know, the Bayern Munich PSG
side, okay, yeah.
Going to win the Champions League. Is going to win the Champions League. That's all is
but
according to me.
For me, the thing is, if that side Real Madrid comes, in one of games, Real Madrid has 1000% of potential to win that game.
Yes, I agree.
Because if Real Madrid versus Man City happens in finals, let's say, Man City players have not played a Champions League final till now.
Yes.
Whereas Real Madrid players have played six in past 6 years, I guess. No,
past decade, I think this is their sixth Champions League final.
Yeah, fourth or fifth. Yes. I'm not sure whatever the number is. But yeah, whatever it is. It is so much. It is what it is. So here is my Champions League winner, that is Real Madrid, and Shiva's Champions League winner is
PSG. Yes.
So quick one and one. Just give me one name. Who will win Europa according to you?
Okay. Europa. I feel a lot of teams are writing off Arsenal.
Oh, I was also thinking the same.
So, I think...
No one is writing off Arsenal. I'm saying... They are sheer favourites right now. If they don't qualify to the finals, it is a shame on Arteta.
Yes. And last time when they lost against Olympiacos, it was a shocker out. But I think
I guess Arsenal were lucky. I'll use the word lucky because Olympiacos somehow managed to get themselves a red card.
Yeah, but you never know.
Last year
when
Olympiacos won against Arsenal, they won in the very last minute.
Yes.
Had that game gone into the very last minute, no one knows what could have happened.
Yes. So, I think I'm going for Arsenal this season. Who do you think you are going?
I personally would have said Spurs if they were in this game.
Okay.
Personally, seriously, I was not hoping. I was confident. This time it wasn't a hope; it was confidence. Any team come. Even when Manu's group and all were decided, like when the teams from Champions League came, I was like, okay, no problems. Let them come. But yeah, right now I will say Villarreal.
All right. Fine.
Sorry, because they have to knock out Arsenal first, and they have Unai Emery.
Yes. Oh my God. Okay. Very, very.
If Arsenal wins and Villarreal wins, then Unai Emery gets a chance to play against Arsenal.
Yes, and Unai Emery has played 4 Europa Leagues and won 3 of them.
And won finals. Not
yeah, the fourth one being the finals.
Yeah. So
yeah, anything is possible.
So it be according to you, it will be Arsenal against PSG.
Arsenal and PSG in the UEFA Super Cup.
For me, Villarreal against Real Madrid. So minus for all Spanish.
Okay.
Yours is
Spanish.
It's a personal vengeance against Arsenal and Man U. I don't want any of them to win.
I agree. It's just that I would want a Premier League team to win the Europa more than.
Why do you want our rivals to win?
I mean,
when an Arsenal fan comes to say anything, what Chelsea and Spurs fans, we also can say is we have European trophies and you don't have that.
Yeah, I agree there. But I do not know, man. Honestly, do not know because I feel Arsenal are playing really well right now, and Arteta is capable of something. This Odegaard is actually revolutionized Arsenal to another next level. So I feel the competition will be a little Arsenal sided.
Yeah. So with that being said, I guess.
Yes.
So yeah, let's. Quick predict all the 5 league winners. Premier League is Man City. Who's winning La Liga?
La Liga, I feel it's going to be Barcelona this time.
Barcelona?
Yes.
Wow, same.
Yes. Because
Bundesliga,
Bayern Munich. No.
Liga?
League 1 is PSG, I think, obviously.
And the last
but
not the least, Serie A, the most interesting title race apart from La Liga.
Yes. Serie A, I feel this time it's going to be Inter Milan.
Are you confident on Inter?
Huh?
Are you confident towards
yes.
Inter?
Yes.
And if Inter wins, what happens to Ronaldo Neuwirth?
I think Pirlo will be blamed more than anything else. And I think Ronaldo will leave Juventus. After these bunch of seasons, knowing that he cannot bring them a title. But yeah, anything is possible. For me, Inter Milan are clear favourites to win the season. And I think Antonio Conte has it in him to win the season.
It is so sad, like AC Milan lost it in the very last.
Exactly.
Personally, would have loved AC Milan to win it, but 6 points plus a game in hand for Inter Milan is too
yes.
much to handle.
Yes, exactly. Too much. And Juventus also lost against Benevento 3 days ago. So, Juventus are out of the title race.
That was something like sad. Like, people are saying Ronaldo is to blame. I don't know who is to blame, but...
Exactly.
So, with that being said, I guess thank you so much, guys, for listening. Thank you, Shivcharan.
Thank you for having me.
Peace out and goodbye.